called the Dirt Doctor. You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. 866-444-DIRT-3478. As she said, we're talking about all kinds of things today. We got a full board of calls, but as soon as you hear somebody drop off, you can call one of those numbers, and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. I was answering an email question just now that I probably ought to start this hour with, and that was property that hadn't had any fertilizer for a long, long time, but apparently has a thatch buildup and all, and they were asking what to use that would biologically start to break everything down, move everything the right direction. And the answer to that's pretty simple. Any of the organic fertilizers, any of the organic amendments for that matter, the liquid products, fish and seaweed, the whole Garrett juice mixture, any of those things will do exactly that. I like the organic fertilizers that are blends of things, and I particularly like, and it'd probably be best for those of you getting started with the organic program, like those that have alfalfa in the mix. Some of the ones that we have here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they're starting to become more available around the country. Things like Maestro Grow, Texas Tea, Nature's Guide line has a product that has alfalfa in it that's really good, and it's being distributed by larger companies now, maybe more than one company now, and should be becoming more available around. The Medina product has been available over a large area for some time. The Growing Green, it's what it's called, is really good. And there's a bunch of others. There's the ones that you look at the ingredients on, if you find one that has alfalfa in it, that's probably a pretty good way to start. If you use the Garrett juice, your own mixture, making it at home with my formula, that will help to stimulate the biological activity very quickly and start to help break things down. If you use the commercial version, which Maestro Grow makes, also, it contains beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus, so everything will just go a little bit faster. So those are the things that you do to start everything moving the right direction. The most important first step is to stop using the things that destroy the life in the soil. Simple as that. And what that means is the synthetic fertilizers, high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer, are more antagonistic to the beneficial life, especially mycorrhizal fungus, than anything you can put out there, including the pesticides in a lot of cases. You definitely want to stay away from the weed and feed things. I was looking at a big billboard the other day thinking about how helpless we are of getting people across the country to realize that the worst fertilizer out there is still the largest selling one. And it's the one called Scott's Bonus S because it has atrazine in it, and it is very destructive not only for the biological activity in the soil but for your shrubs and trees. It says right on the bag not to use it around shrubs and trees. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't read the label. So staying away from the synthetic stuff and switching over to organic fertilizer. The other thing to stop using is Roundup. Roundup is in a whole category by itself. Not only is it destructive for the biological activity in the soil, but it's also destructive to the biological activity in the gut of wildlife, of livestock, of pets, dogs and cats and any kind of pet, and you. It's been directly linked to all kinds of degenerative diseases, including autism and cancer. And just needs to be stopped being used. And that's a tough order because it is the most widely used herbicide in the world. But tons of research about it has been, and there's new research and data. And if you haven't seen that yet, look at the past newsletters and the archives that we've done on the subject and all the links to all the data research are right there for you. To the phone, Scott and Tyler is first up this hour. Hello, Scott.
Howard, how are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks.
Listen, the last couple of years, my tomato plants, they don't actually wilt. They actually look like the leaves get burned, and they'll roll inward and get dry and brittle. I don't plant the same variety, and it seems like it attacks some varieties faster than others, but eventually it will get them all.
Is there a deforming of the leaf, or is it just rolling in?
It seems like it just kind of rolled in. It looks like it's dry, but by no means is it dry.
Wow.
I have a friend of mine that lives on the other side of the county, and, you know, him and I, we work together and we grow our gardens together. Last year, his did the same thing. Someone told him it was nematodes. I really don't quite understand the nematode deal, but his did the same thing mine did, and he didn't make any tomatoes.
Well, the way you could tell if it was nematodes or not, Scott, is to pull the plants up that are really in bad shape, and
yes, sir.
If they've got nematodes, they're going to have this knotty growth all over the roots. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know to look for that.
Okay.
But I will.
Next time, check for that. There are some specific products that you can neutralize it with. The in general kind of thing is just what I was talking about, organic fertilizers and the Garrett juice drenched into the soil. What has been your fertilizer program?
We have kettle, and I usually dig out of my kelp ends after it sits. I usually dig and a cottonseed meal.
Okay, we may be narrowing in on a possible culprit here, Scott. On your land with your cattle, are you using, or do you have any idea if somebody else has been using clopyrrolid or picloram as a herbicide?
Picloram, yes, sir.
Okay, that's the problem. That stuff is recalcitrant. It will go through the cow. It'll go through the composting of the cow manure in some cases and still kill your plants.
Grazone P+D has picloram, and
yep.
I use Grazone.
That's our problem.
Well, I've been there.
Yep. It affects nightshades more than any other kind of plant. And of course, the tomatoes, nightshade, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and tobacco is in the category. But yeah, that stuff is you got to stop using it. If you want to use that manure for your program, and it's a shame because cow manure, any kind of livestock manure, is great organic fertilizer unless it's contaminated with those herbicides.
Okay.
Sorry to have bad news for you, but that's the case.
That's all right. That's the reason I called. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Yeah, you got to take on the organic program out in the pasture as well, and that's why. Raymond in Lancaster next. Hi, Raymond.
Good morning, Howard. I was away from my phone. Let me take you off speakerphone.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning, Howard. I've been multitasking here while I've been listening to your show on the telephone.
What can I do for you?
Hang on just 1 second, partner. Okay, I have a real shady area between my house and my neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have problems growing any grasses there, even San Augustine.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you recommend for a shady area?
Ground cover or mulch, one of the two.
Okay, you recommended some kind of a ground cover or something or other, but I didn't write it down, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, there's a native ground cover called horse herb, and I like it a lot. It looks a little bit like Asian jasmine, but it doesn't have a shiny leaf. It's got a dull leaf, and it's got little bitty yellow flowers. A lot of people consider it a weed, but I like it. I think it's a great native ground cover.
It's called horse herb?
Horse herb, one word. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea who sells it?
You can find it fairly easily, Raymond. I've been talking about it heavily, and other people have to some degree, and it is in most of the larger nurseries and growing operations. You can also, once you see what it looks like, and we've got pictures of it on our website, Once you see what it looks like, you'll see it growing in the wild all over the place, and you can dig up clumps from the wild. It'll transplant real easily.
Well, great. Also, places to buy seeds, like buffalo grass seed. Do you have any suggestions?
That's funny because I'm actually about to buy some myself, and I called around in Dallas the other day, and the only place I found was Roach Feed in downtown Garland, Texas, had it in stock. So just call around. The feed stores probably be more likely to have buffalo grass seed than anybody. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's go to Ponder, Texas, and see what's up with Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Howard. I'm calling about termites. The other evening, we saw some termites coming out around the corners of our hardwood floor onto our tile. And last fall, I guess it was, we put beneficial nematodes around the outside of the house. And so my husband went and squirted a little boric acid on the areas where they're coming out, but now they're not coming out, but then what are they doing? And how do we approach this? Do we have to take out the floor, or what do we do?
Do you have a Pyrin beam or slab?
It's a slab on a Pyrin beam.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Why did you put a slab on a Pyrin beam?
Oh, it was like that when we bought it.
Well, I'll be darned. Interesting stuff. So you can get under the house.
No, I don't know that we can get under the house. I don't know. We've
okay,
tried.
Well, basically
there's
it's
not
a
an
slab.
Opening
yeah.
underneath, as
yeah.
far as I know.
Well, that's a little harder. If you had Pyrin beam, it's easier to get under the house and
right.
treat the wood, you know, with a boric acid product like, or borate product like Timbor or something like that.
Right.
With the slab, it's a little tougher. You may have to get a pest control company to come out and talk to them about bait station technology, because even though some of the baits have some toxicity, you know, you're using very small amounts and you're just getting them to come and feed on it. And when you're a slab and they've figured out how to get under the slab, it's very difficult for the beneficial nematodes or boric acid products or orange oil or any of those kind of things to get to the termites to kill them. So you may or may not have a problem. Sometimes, you know, I see termites around our place and we've never had any termite damage. You know, sometimes they're flying around. They're just part of nature that may be in the landscaping, you know, eating limbs, dead limbs and things like that. But if you're seeing them come out of the floor,
right.
That's a pretty good indication that you may have a problem, and you probably need to get one of the pest control companies to come take a look. Just talk to them before they come out. You know, we work with EcoSafe. I would assume they'll go that far to Ponder. But if you want to work with a local bunch, just ask them the questions and try to get a feel for them that they're open-minded about using the natural organic techniques.
Right.
Yeah.
Will do. Well, thank you so much
you
for
bet.
All your information.
Do y'all still have the wonderful steaks there in Ponder?
Yes. Yes, they're still here.
I haven't been there in a long time. There's nothing better than those steaks that have all that melted butter on top of them.
Yes. Yes, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are great. Thank you, Linda.
Okay, we'll see you. Thank you,
I'll see you later. Yeah, a lot of people just think that's the worst thing in the world. I can't think of anything better. Phil in Dallas is next up. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir. Question regarding rose fertilization.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor that has rose bush, and we were commenting the other evening about the abundance of flowers on her rose bush, and she said, well, I put castor oil in the soil.
Oh, really?
I said, I never heard of that. So, yeah, she said, I take a PCV pipe that's about a 1-inch diameter and put around one teaspoon or one tablespoon of castor oil down in the soil about a foot deep by the roots. And she said, that's what I do.
Well, we darn.
I have never read anything about it, never heard about it, and I searched the Internet for any type of information. There's nothing there about that.
Well, I've actually heard that before, and I didn't look into it that much more. Castor oil has some beneficial properties. Obviously, you know, people take it and have some benefit from it. The trace minerals in it, the enzymes, will probably, unless overdone, and doesn't sound like she was overdoing it. She was using a very small amount, it sounded like. Probably a pretty good idea. Yeah, I don't know that you need to put it in a PVC pipe. It seems to me like you could dilute it and put it into a Garrett juice mixture or just water and drench it into the soil and maybe get the same. Or did she say why the being in the PVC pipe had any benefit?
She said that's the way she was instructed to do it. So,
did the PVC pipe have holes in it so it would penetrate out from the pipe all the way down or just
no? She had about a 2-foot section of PCV pipe, about 1-inch diameter, and she takes a mallet and drives it about a foot down into the ground and pours the castor oil down in it.
So the castor oil is going out in the soil just at that 12-inch layer level down in the ground.
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll give it a try. I also thought about mixing it with the Garrett juice.
Yeah.
And putting just a little bit of mild detergent so the oil would break down into the liquid solution.
Well, I don't know that you need to do that. If you put it in the Garrett juice mixture, the molasses and the other ingredients will do that for you.
Oh,
and
okay.
The soap would just be kind of a waste of time and might even be damaging to the microbial activity. Putting you in charge of this, try the PVC pipe and try it with the drench both and let us know. And I'll try to play around with it, too. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I'll follow back and let you know what the results are.
Okay, Phil, thanks. Talk to you later. Always some good tips coming in here on the show. Barbara in Lancaster next up. Hey, Barbara.
Hi. Excuse me.
What's up?
Well, I have a Japanese maple that I think I may have misplanted.
Mm-mm.
And I wanted to know, can I move it? And if not, how do I get it off the other plant?
Is it too deep in the ground? Is that what you're thinking? Or what's the mistake?
Well, it's growing out over the sidewalk.
Oh, just the location of it. Okay, hang on with me, okay? And we'll talk about when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will talk about Japanese maples and transplanting maybe right after this.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back, and we're talking with Barbara in Lancaster about a little Japanese maple that may be too close to the sidewalk. Is that the problem, Barbara?
Yes. I thought it would grow up.
More upright, and it's growing out?
It's growing, out.
Okay. How long has it been there in this place?
A little over a year.
Okay. And how tall is it?
It's about 4 feet tall.
Okay. All right. If you move it right now, you're probably going to have about a 25% chance of it making it. If you wait until fall color starts to show on it in the fall, you're probably going to have a 95 or greater percentage of chance that it will live. When you move a tree and it's putting out its new tender growth and everything, that's when it's most susceptible to transplant shock and it dying.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, so the best thing to do is wait, because if you wait till fall and move it, there's virtually no chance you're going to lose it unless you just do something really, you know, rough with it that you won't be doing. Move it to the new location. It'll never miss a, miss bat an eye. Now, the other time to do it is that most plants have a second dormancy and right in the middle of the summer, in the heat of the summer. So if you had to do it, that would be a better time to move it than in the spring. But the ideal time would be to wait all the way till fall.
Okay. Well, can I cut those little limbs that are coming out over the sidewalk? Can I just prune them back?
Or? Sure, yeah. Japanese maple responds very well to pruning. It won't hurt it at all. So if you need to tidy it up and get limbs out of the way, I've had to do that on some of the ones that are around the front walk at our place. It doesn't hurt them at all.
Well, I was, they told me it's a weeping maple.
Mm-hmm.
And this, but she told me it should get 8 or 9 feet tall, but I haven't seen it grow much vertically at all.
Well, even though a maple can get that tall, they're pretty slow growing. You know, they're not going to be putting on a tremendous amount of growth. The fastest growing Japanese maples are the green ones, the species plants. They're the mother plants that a lot of the plants were bred from.
Yeah.
Well, and they'll grow, maybe 6 inches a year, 8 inches, something like that. They're not real fast growing, even the fast ones. And the weeping ones are pretty slow growing.
Okay, well, I'll just trim it up then, because I really don't have another spot that would be better for it.
Okay.
I just didn't realize it was going to, because those limbs are probably 3 or 4 feet out from the trunk,
okay.
You know.
Well, but it sounds like you may want to move it and find a little better place for it. But if you have to trim it back, go ahead and do it. If you trim it back and trim it back and trim it back, the problem is you're going to ruin the shape, the natural shape, the natural beauty of the little tree.
Okay.
You may want to even consider putting it in a pot. The weeping ones adapt pretty well to pots. I've got Japanese maples in pots in several places, and that would be another way to go. And then you could move it around from time to time and put it wherever the size fit.
About that.
Yeah, it can be done in a pot very easily. A lot of those weeping ones are called waterfall, or one of them is called waterfall, and that may be what you have, and it would do well in a pot.
Okay. Well,
right.
Very good.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's see what's up with John in Dallas. Hey, John.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Hey, I'm just trying to recover this lawn over here in Lakewood, and I appreciate your insight last week. I got cut off, but I was listening and I appreciate it. This week I was calling because I went to a feed store. It's a pretty small little one off of 281 south of us. And the guy, I was asking for dried molasses because, you know, you can get it cheaper out in the country than you can get it in the city. And he said, I don't have molasses, but I do have some humate. He sold me like half a gallon of humate for about $10. And I was just curious, I haven't heard you talk about just buying the humate direct. Is that something that you can mix with Garrett juice? I know it's already kind of in the Garrett juice, but.
Yeah, liquid humate can be the compost tea portion of your Garrett juice formula. It's what's in the commercial versions because it's real consistent, depending on whose humate you buy. There's a lot of variety in the liquid humates. It'll depend on the humic acid level. Does it say on the label what the humic acid level is?
There's no label. It's just the guy's wife went and got a milk.
Okay, it's just a generic deal.
Yeah.
Well, they can vary. It may be fine, but they can vary all over the place. As far as the strength, most liquid humates are going to be beneficial to some degree because they're a carbon source. It's not a substitute for molasses. Molasses is a sugar, you know, and the humate is, a carbon product. And so it can be used in your Garrett juice mixture. That's probably what I would recommend. Use it as the compost tea. Mix molasses and vinegar and seaweed with it, and it'll be useful unless they're, you know, by some strange reason it's contaminated or something like that. That's the risk you run into when you're buying just a generic product like that. Probably is fine, but we don't know for sure.
Right. Okay. And then as far as this spill dirt that we were talking about last week, like we've done some, we put in a stone patio and stuff, and the guys had to take the top 2 inches of soil, and man, it is all just spill dirt, even just the top 2 inches. And so I'm just curious again as far as the quality of that. I know over time, I mean, I'm used to my yard over in Lockwood where if you dig anywhere in that yard, it's pure black dirt all the way down to the white rock. But here it's pure, I mean, it's brown gumbo stuff. And I'm just curious, I mean, is there anything I can really do to bump it up other than what I'm already doing as far as just the basic, you know, molasses and all that?
No, the only other alternative would be to dig it all out and haul it off and bring in new soil. And that's a big job, and I don't think it would be worth it. Just use lots and lots of the basic materials that we recommend, compost, rock powders, and sugars, and the Garrett juice drenches and stuff like that, and the soil will change color and change texture and become biologically alive and be fine. It just takes more of it to get to the point where you want to be.
Wow. And in the meantime, the plants will do okay as long as the top kind of, as long as I'm putting that top layer of soil.
Well, if you use really tough plants, the tough plants can grow in that stuff. They do it all the time because a lot of the builders use that fill sand, you know, around new houses, and the native plants, the tough native plants like cedar elms and red oaks and live oaks and the plants that really are very, very well adapted will grow in that stuff, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick with the tough native stuff and keep building the soil.
I'll keep working on it. Thank you.
Okay.
Sir.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Let's go to see what Julie's up to in Prescott, Arizona. Hey, Julie.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I had a couple of questions for you. I've heard you talk about the dry molasses, and I finally found it, and I was like, whoa, on the price. And I remembered he was talking to somebody a few weeks ago about whether or not they could use regular molasses, and I thought I heard you talking to somebody about regular sugar.
Any kind of sugar works fine to stimulate biological activity. So, but the bottom line is dry molasses is usually the cheapest sugar you can find because it's, you know, it's a product that's used in animal feeds and it's in the stores and it's pound for pound usually the best price. But if you can find some other sugar that's a good price, go for it. Corn functions as a sugar, too, because it converts to sugar so efficiently. That's why it's so fattening to eat a lot of corn. But it does this thing in the soil where it stimulates biological activity, specifically trichoderma, which is a beneficial organism that fights pathogens in the soil. So it helps from a disease standpoint and also has a certain amount of trace minerals and fertilizer value.
Okay. Well, what I had found was a 5-pound bag, and it was like $105. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Where was this?
It was in a magazine, a gardening magazine that came. You know, I called one place, and I get 30 or 40 magazines from other places I never heard of.
No, you know, Logan and Bo live half the year in Prescott, Arizona, and I don't know if they've spent the time yet to look at the nurseries and garden centers. They've been in Costa Rica for this first part of their married life. But there's bound to be some feed stores, and I'll put them on the case when they get back there, but there's bound to be some feed stores or garden centers that have dry molasses or can get it. A 50-pound bag of dry molasses shouldn't cost but about $25.
Okay. All right. I will look again. I called all the nurseries and stuff, and I couldn't find any farm feed stores in the phone book. And I'm like, I know they're there. I just couldn't find them.
Bound to be, yeah. I don't know either. I've only been there one time. But, yeah, the value, the cost of the organic program is a very important thing, and buying something from a mail order catalog that's a ridiculous price is something that you don't want to do. But if you can find the farm stores, they will have either dry molasses or what's called molasses feed, which is a liquid product. And it has some synthetic fertilizer in it, but it still is something that I think is pretty good, especially on the front end of going organic. I think it's a good way to get started, and then you can wean yourself off of it and use a pure 100% organic product if you don't want to have a little bit of synthetic fertilizer in the molasses feed. I think what they put in there is a urea, which is one of the better synthetic fertilizers. So that's another option for you.
Okay. All right. And then my second question that I had been a member of the organic gardening, Rodale's Organic Gardening, years and years ago. I used to get that magazine.
Right.
Anyway, he had always said not to put citrus in compost because it kills the beneficial nematodes. And then I hear you talking about using orange oil and stuff, and so I was confused.
Well, I think one of the most beautiful composts I've ever seen in my life was made from 100% orange peelings, and it was in Costa Rica when I was working on an aloe vera farm, consulting with an aloe vera farm down there, so I don't agree with that at all. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth:
Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, let's go to Weatherford and talk to Candace. Hello, Candace.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett.
What's going on?
Please bear with me. I'm pretty feeble-minded, short-term memory problems. But anyway, my daughter lives in Grand Prairie, and she has a small fenced-in, you know, privacy fence thing, backyard. And on her days off, she sits out there in the morning to have her coffee, and she's got two young cats. And as soon as she's out there, these crows. Now, I asked David, you know, he didn't give me a chance to elaborate, but anyway, as soon as she sits out there, these crows come and just gang up in this one tree on the other side of the privacy fence, but nonetheless right there by her yard, and they start just carrying on fiercely at her cat. I said, well, check and see if they have a nest. I mean, I don't even know if crows nest in trees. They're such a large bird, but anyway, so do you have any idea? I asked him, I said, I know he's an expert on all these things of nature, but do you have any idea what their problem is? She doesn't see a nest. I mean, do they nest in trees?
Yeah, I don't know about the life of crows. We have crows in the front yard. They never come in the back, or they rarely come in the back, but if they're attracted to the cats, I don't know what you can do about that. They're an interesting bird because they eat berries and nuts and things like that, but they're also scavengers.
Right, right. And exactly. They're very necessary, but they're just her cats, and yeah, they're out there.
I don't know what you could do. People have gotten rid of birds being a problem in courtyards on commercial buildings by spraying them with soap. They don't like that. It fouls up their oil and their feathers for a while. And of course, bird lovers don't like me even saying that, but if you have a real serious problem, that's sometimes what you have to do.
It's a curiosity more than anything is what their problem is with these two young cats and why they're giving them such heck. You know,
I don't know. Maybe they think they're small enough that they could be dinner. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you about that other than try to repel them with something that they wouldn't like the smell of.
No, we're not going to do that. Just it was a curiosity thing. You know, why are they so fucky when they see me and the cat?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I don't know. If you figure it out, let me know.
Okay, Dr. Garrett.
Thank you, Candace.
Bye.
Let's see what Kara's up to in Oregon, someplace in Oregon. Where are you there, Kara?
Oh, I'm a little sketchy on it because some bad folk back in California. So I'm a little sketchy. I'm in the Willamette Valley.
Okay.
And I'm 17 miles out of Eugene. And someday when I move again, I'll tell you where I am. So, sorry. I know that sounds really weird. But I hate to even take up airtime with this kind of thing. I know you tell people about this all the time, but I can no longer hear you on radio. I heard you by accident a couple weeks ago, and I was so thrilled I cried. I really miss home, and I miss you guys very much. But I heard you as if by magic. You came through the radio, and I phoned and asked just if I could hear you for a while on hold, and the gracious man let me because you had enough phone lines. But here's the thing. Tell me one more time and whether there are any improvements on it or anything new I should know about the fly deterrent with the plastic bags. It's still a 1 gallon bag, and can you use two to make sure it doesn't burst and you tie it around the neck, or what's being done now?
Well, I don't think the size of it makes that much difference. It just needs to be a clear plastic bag, and you fill it up nice and plump. And tie it up so it's real, you know, it's bulging and plump. It's not just a loose hanging bag. And the reflection that's set up by that water in a plastic bag repels flies beautifully.
Right. Yeah. Okay, good. And secondly, will you be coming to anywhere in the Willamette Valley trying to talk all these people out of using their myriad poisons anytime soon? I knew that you'd come here, and I had missed you, and I felt so bad about it.
I've been there one time to visit with my friend and co-author Mike Amaranthus, and we've talked about doing another event in Oregon, book signing and that sort of thing, and see his new facilities. I think he's got some changes going on with his business that I need to talk to him about anyway, but we don't have anything scheduled. All I can tell you is we'll try to get something done, and if we do, we'll announce it on the website and on the air.
Yeah. What is this business, Mike Amaranthus?
He raises mycorrhizal fungus. He's the mycorrhizal fungus expert in the world.
Oh, yeah. If I looked in the phone book, where would I find him?
Mycor, MYCORR, Mycor Tech, I think is the base company, okay. But if you just do a search for Mike.
Well, I don't have a computer or a radio that can get you or anything, but that's okay. That's okay.
All right. Well, let me help some other people about to end the show. Thank you for calling.
Thanks
I appreciate it. It's Roseanne in Louisville next up and maybe last today. Hi, Roseanne.
Hi. Your calls have been interesting because I've got some comments. Just from that last lady, aluminum foil can be used instead of water. That's what they use in the markets in Peru, and I've for flies. And I've even wondered if hanging CDs that reflect the sun, because that's what bothers them, would help, because you can't hang the water bags in stalls with horses or they break them.
They get dirty too. You have to keep them clean.
Yeah, so I thought I'd mention that. My question is about dried molasses and cottonseed meal.
Real quick.
Is the dried molasses that you feed cattle the same stuff that I can put on my lawn?
Yep, same exact stuff.
All right, and is the cottonseed meal that I need for fertilizer for bonsai plants the same as the stuff that you get at a feed store that you feed
cattle? Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, enjoyed being with you. See you next time. Enjoy.